Hello, this is Vivi on 90.8 FM, Radio Campus Grenoble, with English Talk Radio. English Talk Radio talks to business owners in Place Condorcet, Grenoble, about what it is like to do business in Grenoble and what is going on in the business community. Hello, Bryce, Karim, Patrick. We lost Sylvain and we lost Pierre, but never mind about that. Hello.
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 Place Condorcet in Grenoble is named for Nicolas de Condorcet, 1743-1794, French philosopher and mathematician. He supported a liberal economy, free and equal public instruction, constitutional government, equal rights for women and people of all races. He died in prison in Paris after fleeing from the French revolutionary authorities. He never visited Grenoble. Patrick, I think you've been here in Place Condorcet in business the longest. Tell our listeners about your business.
Yes. I bought this pharmacy 20 years ago.
Okay, I'm going to stop you for a minute. Tell us your name and the name of your business.
Oh, I am Patrick Fontaine-Berger. I am a pharmacist, and my pharmacy is just next door in mm-hmm. front of the bistro of Karim. I've bought the pharmacy 20 years ago. I like very much this district. It's a nice place to work. When I was a student, I discovered this district, and I worked in this pharmacy during a summer.
Wow, before
yes.
you had it.
I was at the end of my studies. It was a summer job for me. And I thought the place was very nice. And maybe I told me maybe one day I will be the owners of the pharmacy.
Wow.
And the dream come true.
So 20 years, that's a long
20
time.
20 years ago, yes.
Yeah.
20 years ago.
Yeah.
Before I was employed in a different pharmacy in different cities, only in, not only in Grenoble.
Mm-hmm.
And after 20 years ago, I've bought the pharmacy.
Karim, we are at your bistro, Quai d'Orsay.
Yeah.
How long have you been here?
I've been here for 5 years now, and just before coming back in Grenoble, because I'm from Grenoble, I was running a restaurant in the skiing resort in Switzerland. So I spent like 17 years in Switzerland, and I was working for a friend and spent like 6 years learning my job as a manager. And with my family, we decided to come back in Grenoble. And just by accident, I just buy the Quai d'Orsay.
Wow. You're in a prime location.
Yeah, prime location.
A
exactly,
really you know? Fantastic location.
Yeah.
And you have a terrace.
And have the biggest terrace on the on the area, for sure.
Which is always full
yeah.
when it's nice weather. Okay, let's go now to Bryce. I have to turn the page here. Bryce, the only person to send me an email with all the correct information.
Yeah, but depends. Sometimes I do some fault. I try.
Bryce, yes, tell us your full name and the name of your
okay,
business.
Okay, so my name is Bryce Théophile. I live in Grenoble since like 6 years, 9 years. With some time I leave to Grenoble, and I come back like 2 years for open a new shop. And so I'm a newcomer in this place.
So the shop's been open 2 years? This shop?
Yes, this shop is just 1 year and 3 months.
Right, right, open. Right. And the name of your shop?
Day by Day.
Day by Day. What does that mean? Come on, tell us, because it's in English. Tell us
yeah.
what it means.
Yeah, it's in English. I think it's better for the stranger and for other country, sometime a day. And many people today speak in English for different things, so mm-hmm. the name it chose for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You are listening to 90.8 FM, Radio Campus Grenoble. So what's it like doing business here? Your shops are always busy, it seems to me. There's always a group. There's always people coming and going. Sometimes you have to even wait. Sometimes you can't even get a table.
Exactly. But my chef looks always busy, but maybe because it's a small bar and a small restaurant. And depends the season. During the summertime, it's always busy, for sure. But we had hard season. It's winter season.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be good every day.
But you had tables out here. I saw, 2-3 days ago that you had people out here having lunch outside on the terrace?
Yeah, for sure.
Because we had summer.
Yeah,
we had summer in Grenoble for a few days.
Yeah, the summer's coming before spring.
So yeah, but it's finished now.
That's the reason why we're pretty busy. But
what's it like doing business here? I mean, is it coming and going, or do you have a certain time when you say, I know, and Friday nights, Saturday nights, it's going to be busy.
It is. I mean, the point is, I'm working with the season.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working with the season, and we are working with the people from this area. So we know everybody, and it's working pretty hard.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah. Now, Patrick, you have a pharmacy. You've had a pharmacy here for 20 years now.
Yes.
And my question is, what's it like doing business here? Your shop's always busy, it seems to me.
Yes. For me, it's different because my job consists by giving some advice for the healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And every day I have some people. And maybe in the summertime, it's a little bit down.
Holidays?
Yes, holidays.
Mm.
But my activity is constant.
Quite calm.
Yes.
Quite the same.
Yes.
Well, of course, you have your little spikes for epidemics when you have dramas in the winter with people with the flu, la grippe.
Yes.
And
in the winter, it's a good season for us.
Right.
Because many people are sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And tell us about your new venture that you started this year to do with la grippe. Because a lot of people don't know that you can take an injection at a pharmacy now.
Yes, now it's possible in the mm-hmm. pharmacy to have the injection of flu, again
mm-hmm.
flu. And I think it's a good idea, and the mm-hmm. people like it because they don't have to take a rendezvous with the doctor.
Exactly.
They come and I put the injection. So and maybe Karim or maybe Brace next year they will come to see me.
They're both shaking their heads, I should say. So it's a variety of people. Obviously, you're not having all old. You're not having all young. Well, it's the same with your business as well. I mean, it's a variety of people.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
But it's repeat customers for you. People come back.
Yes. But I have repeat customers
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
The number of pharmacy in the city is limited. You have only one pharmacy per 3,000 inhabitants. So my activity is with the people just around, just next door to the pharmacy. It's a good business.
No, I was just saying it's a good business.
He's jealous. No, but at the beginning it's difficult because you have to pay a lot of money.
Get going, to get started.
But now it's okay.
Calmer.
But it was out during 5-6 days at the beginning.
Well, I think a pharmacist is a little bit between a doctor and a priest.
Yes.
You know an awful lot of stuff about an awful lot of people.
Yes.
But you can never say anything because you have to be discreet.
Yes.
If you become the gossipy pharmacist, then
poof,
your business, I would imagine, is gone.
Yes, sure.
Yeah. So, Bryce, what is it like doing business here? You've been open now for 1 year and 3 months.
Yeah.
Tell us.
So this is new type of shop. So finally the business is in progress. with all day have new people. They come for discover the shop, and they open the door for see the product because it's different of the other shop. Because finally, all product we can see without packaging.
Well, so tell us what you sell, because you haven't actually told us. We know what happens at the bistro. We know what happens at the pharmacy. What actually is sounds very secretive. What have you got there?
The idea? It was the time I travel and I see different things. I see many, many plastic. And I search an idea for change everything. And finally, I found this type of shop. It's day by day, it's a franchise. Mm-hmm. So they can help us for open, for find product, for all things in French.
So it's bulk buying. You can buy flour, you can buy oil, you can buy water, you can buy biscuits, dried fruit, rice, beans.
Jewelry and rice,
almost everything.
Species. All things, they go in, I don't know the word, but in the
en français.
Placard.
So, and also you have it's like a do-it-yourself. It's all aligned up, and you go in and you take a bag, a paper bag, or some people bring their own
bag or glasses or bag in tissue.
They bring their own bags.
They come by their own bags. Mm-hmm.
And you take what you want. So if you want half a kilo, you only take half a kilo.
What? Sorry.
Half a kilo, demi kilo.
Kilo.
Or you take a whole kilo. You can take what you want, is what I'm saying.
Different things.
Flour, rice.
Yeah. I mean, I'm recognized. I can see different things, and people can choose.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So that's what you're selling. So how is business? That was my question. You're a newcomer.
Fine, and I hope they progress in the next month, years, for maybe open a new shop in another city or ground, possibly.
It
just because many people they want to buy in back directly. So I hope they progress because we need to change this type of consumption.
Okay, Place Condorcet is a little bit special. You would agree with that? It's a little bit different. It's tucked away to the side of the bigger Place Championnet, but that doesn't matter. It hasn't made a difference.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a problem for me. We are not far away from Place Championnet, and I'm talking for myself. I know most of my clients, so they're not coming for nothing. They decide to come because they want to come. They're not coming by accident. So it is true. And as I say, I get the largest terrace from the
area. I think it's funny that you say that. It never occurred to me to think of it in meters, or if you don't count meters, you count chairs or tables or how many tables you've got or how many chairs.
In the terrace, I got 24 seats, but I can going like 30, 40. Depends the...
Wow. Yeah.
It's pretty free.
On a hot summer night, you've got a lot of people standing out there.
Don't say anyone. Don't say anyone.
We hear how difficult it is to start a business in France, yet you have all done it. And I've said, so it can't be that hard. I mean, I didn't mean it in that way that it was easy, but it's difficult to get started. We hear that all the time. Oh, don't try to start a business in France. Oh, quelle horreur, c'est trop difficile. True or false?
For me, it's a special business because pharmacies, as I told you, it's limited. So it's not really a problem for me to have clients.
Right.
No, because...
But I mean the beginning of it, when you had to start...
Oh,
it was already a pharmacy before.
Yes, it was already a pharmacy.
So you inherited
clients.
The pharmacy
is here from at the beginning of the 20th century. It was already... The pharmacy was here.
Okay.
So every 20 years, we have a new pharmacist. I'm the last one, and I'm not the last one because I would like to send my pharmacy.
Well, I think that when you look around Place Condorcet, you pretty much got everything. The only thing that's actually missing is a boulangerie. We need a little boulangerie. Not a big one, not one of those big, but a one that makes natural breads. And I think that would be nice, a nice little boulangerie, but not a huge one.
I can say that the problem of the Place Condorcet is not well known by the people, even the people who are living in Grenoble. When I started, and I, sometime I have I have to work the night because it's a system of guard, and some people phone from the pharmacy. And where are you? I don't know where is... the people know the Place Championnet, but they don't know the Place
Condorcet. Yeah, yes. Yeah. All right. You didn't tell me. How difficult is it to start a business here? You've done it quite recently.
Yeah, I mean, it is pretty hard to start. But before starting your own business, I mean, I'm talking about my business, restaurant and bar. You need to be sure of yourself and believe in your project. And the most important thing is have experience. That's the most important stuff. And you need a bit of money to start.
Mm-hmm. Well, you bought your business. Was it already a bistro?
Yeah, it was a bistro.
Okay.
It is a bistro since 1958.
Huh.
Yeah, and... yeah, the most important stuff is the spot. You got three things to respect is spot, spot, and stop. Mm-hmm. So the spot is good, and you have to work hard, and nobody...
You have to work hard. Yeah. I think you all would agree with that.
Yeah.
If you start a business, you're going to work hard.
Yeah, you never count your hours. Eh? So
Right. So lots of rules and regulations, hiring practices, and limit on hours your employees might work. So if you have people who work for you, you have people who work for you. What about you? Yes. It's just you, Bryce.
I'm just alone for the moment.
Okay. So you can only work 35 hours?
I don't know exactly. I think 50 hours per week. Yeah.
Okay.
And I hope a day I have an hiring something.
Okay.
Someone.
All right. But you two both have employees, and you have to limit them to how many hours they can work. Is that correct?
Sorry. I have two employers, and... One pharmacist is doing only 17 years per week.
Okay.
But his choice.
Part-time.
She doesn't want
I understand.
More.
Yeah.
And the other one, he's working 20 years.
Okay, so you don't have any problem limiting hours?
I don't need more. For me, it's okay.
Okay, all right. And would that be something you would think about when you're taking someone on? For instance, if you're taking someone on here to work and they say, I want to work 35 hours, and you say, well, you know, I've already got two people. Does that come into consideration?
Yeah, but I mean, the point is, when you make a contract, it's 35 hours minimum, full time. I'm talking about full time job, and I'm talking about myself. I have to do the rest. So
okay,
I'm working like 14 hours a day. That's the only way to survive.
Yeah,
because we pay so much tax. That's the only way.
I'm coming to that question.
Oh, okay, sorry.
La belle France. Okay. Lots of rules and regulations. I think of this place as very French, closing for lunch. But you can choose to close. You, obviously, you don't close for lunch. You're serving lunch.
I'm working for lunch.
You're working for lunch. But you're closing for lunch and you're closing for lunch. And that's your choice because you need...
It's my choice, yes.
And you're able to make that choice. That's up to you. It's not up to the regulations or anybody else.
No.
Okay.
It's my choice.
So. Yeah. And the people that work for you want to go home at lunchtime.
Yes.
Well, of course... Obviously, now, after all these years, people know this pharmacy in Place Condorcet is closed between...
Between 12 and 2.
Yeah. Okay, so, all right, I understand that. Now, Bryce, you're in a different situation because it's just you, but you close at a certain time because you need to take a break.
Now, finally, I chose the to closing for the moment at the lunch because all other people, they close at this time.
Sure.
So they are, they all shop, they are
except
closed.
Except Karim.
it's restaurants so different. So for the moment, I'm closed and maybe a day I open a few more, but depending on...
How busy you are? How many clients?
For the moment, I'm okay. Maybe if a day I need more hour on the one day, maybe. But for the moment, no. I see during this year or next year for open 2 hour more. So during the lunch.
Yeah. Okay. So you have to register your business. You pay your taxes. You pay attention to the rules as they change because they do change. And they let you know that. They send you the information, right? To say these rules for pharmacies have changed, these rules for bistros have changed, these rules for dry goods have changed.
Different rules too, yeah.
Right. But apart from that, there must be great pleasure in building up a clientele and staying in business for so long. Patrick.
Sure, it's a pleasure because this place is very nice. I have a repeat client. And I don't want to go away.
You know their families by now. You've seen maybe two generations. You've seen the parents,
yes,
the children.
Sure. And I saw the child
growing.
It's very nice. I'm very happy to be here.
And for you, Karim, you must have repeats. You must see the same people every week.
Yes, I do. I'm not going to say every week, every day.
Every day.
Like every day. It's not that easy, but I mean, I still love my job, and it's a real satisfaction to be here every day. And it's still good. I mean, as I say, Confucius say, choose your job, and you're going to be free.
Yes, very good one. That's a very good one. So I've said you have repeat clients, but obviously you do. And Bryce, you're getting to that point now where you have repeat clients, people who keep coming back?
Yeah, after 1 year, some people, they come back.
Yeah.
And I have repeat clients every day, finally. And I see family, I see some people, they come every week.
Nice. I think that's lovely. I think it's really... I think that's part of Place Condorcet. I mean, the constant...
Yeah, it's like a little
back and forth
city
of people.
And you can
do
everything.
Plus, you have to keep in touch with what the mairie is up to. They change and influence your business life with their rules, regulations, and constant construction projects. We don't actually have one in Place Condorcet at this moment, but I was speaking to someone with a business on Courbériat last night, and she told me that is going to be broken up for 1 year because they're going down along one side and then they're going to turn around and come around the other side, and she's got a business. So you have to be concerned about what's going on. Do they send you things all the time from the mairie, from rules and regulations, how things have changed?
Here, I think there is no problem, actually. The problem is for the shops in the center city because the access for the car is has become difficult.
No problem at this time. Okay, how has owning a business changed over the years? I think you could go to that because you've had the business the longest. Has it changed in 20 years doing business? Is it harder? Are there more rules?
Maybe too much rules.
Too many rules,
Rules, yes.
But at the same time, when you think about it, you know, you all have businesses where you can affect people's lives. Drugs, food. I mean, you've got to go by the rules. You can't have laissez-faire. You can't have no rules. But I understand and sympathize that there are a lot of rules in France. That's how it's... Mm-hmm. Bureaucracy is part of being French. You agree?
Yes, I agree. Yes.
All right. What about staying competitive? Do restaurants and pharmacies have to stay in touch with each other and see what other people are up to? Does that happen? I mean, do you know other pharmacists? Mm-hmm. So you talk to each other and say, oh, you know, this has happened and this hasn't. For instance, I know that at the end of January, there was no more vaccine for la grippe.
Yes.
And so you talk to other pharmacists and say, do you have any? Do I have any? Blah, 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 blah. Maybe not talk, maybe on the internet.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
Do you talk to other pharmacists?
Yes.
About business, about pharmacy business?
Yes, yes.
And do you talk to other restaurants about restaurant business?
Yes, I do. And even I'm going other city like Lyon or Valence to stay in touch with what's happened. What's happening now.
Yeah.
So you have to be you have to be aware. And actually, in this area, Condorcet, we have a bit more than 30 restaurants, 30 bars. So you have to stay in touch of new trends. That's the reason why I'm changing my menu 4 or 5 times a year.
Yeah, how do you do that? Do you decide, you suddenly have a whim and say, we have to have pineapple
exactly.
tomorrow.
Yeah, so summertime we're doing like more salad, more carpaccio and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, you have to stay in touch because it's pretty hard.
Yeah.
The business is pretty hard. You have many, many restaurant bars, so you have to be aware. Anyway.
But we do think fresh in Grenoble. I think that's one thing. We don't have food like Lyon, but we do think fresh. And I think the fact that we have really good markets and we have a lot of good fresh food to take care of.
Place Condorcet is not far away from the market.
Exactly.
We got a market just
exactly.
30
meters now,
away.
I want to get back to Bryce because I want to talk about the ingredients for the bulk buying shop. They must come under regulation. You can't just take them from anywhere. You have to...
No, finally, there are some rules for the drugstore, for example, or people, they need to come with a bottle they correctly etiquetted. But for other things, finally, it's dry product.
They're dry products.
So the product they can conserve like 3 months, well, 1 year or 2 years, so not really a problem for that. And after, it's just rule of for like every shop, finally. Not really a problem with type of product.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easy to...
So you're watching the dates. You have to check the dates.
Yeah. No, but finally, the product turned fastly, so I not this problem. I don't have this problem.
Well, I was going to talk about security, but we do not have time. We have less than one minute, but I assume that's a serious situation. You have to pay attention to security for all your shops and make sure that you're safe.
We are safe in Grenoble. Grenoble is like it's like an old big city, so just watch your back. And I mean, it's not that big, so
yeah.
Just be safe, and I mean, you get no point to being in the bad neighborhood. So just do your life, and it's a safe city. Be sure it's a safe city.
It's a safe city. Thanks to Bryce, Karim, and Patrick for being guests on English Talk Radio. And special thanks to Karim for hosting tonight. In fact, I have a present for Karim.
My pleasure.
Thank you very much.
All right. She gave me a gift.
Oh, I did.
And you, she's lovely.
It will make you laugh.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you, everybody, for being guests on English Talk Radio.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Patrick. And thank you, Bryce.
Thank you. Bye.
English Talk Radio. You can listen to English Talk Radio on Wednesday, 1900, Sunday, 12:30. And don't forget the podcast, www.campusgrenoble.org. Thanks to our technician, English Talk Radio.